It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Emery County Commissioner Gil Conover. We're going to talk about just great things that are going on in Emery County, and we're going to spend the bulk of the interview discussing the San Rafael Energy Research Center. You know, you've heard about it, you've heard of different things about it, and we're going to kind of talk all the way through it, what their plans are, what's going on up there, and how great of a thing this is going to be for Emery County. Commissioner Conover, thank you so much for taking the time out to talk to us today.
Well, thank you for asking. It's a privilege to be able to speak about Emery County and the things that we've got going.
Well, let's start right there. And how are things going in Emery County?
Things are going really well right now. There's a lot of excitement going around the research center. There's also a lot of work that we're doing to prepare for the future here in Emery County, for when the time comes that the power plants actually do shut down, and how we reinvest our tax base, and also how we keep our people employed and in good paying jobs. And we're really in the middle of that.
And so just kind of looking ahead, and really that is a great way to get into this conversation about the San Rafael Energy Research Center. Now, you and I talked before we came on the air about the fact that, you know, a lot of people maybe have heard of the San Rafael Energy Research Center, but they're not really clear as to what is going to happen out there and what's going on out there. So let's just kind of give an overview of what this is, you know, how long you've been working on this to get it up and running, and all those other moving parts before it can open the doors and get things rolling.
Back in 2019, Emery County purchased the, it used to be called the Central Warehouse, from, used to be a Rocky Mountain Power facility, and we bought that from the coal mine, and with the plans of doing something with it to help with economic development. And since we purchased it, we had opportunities come to us right from the start, right from, like, Brigham Young University, a Dr. Mehmet there came to Seven County Coalition and says, we would really like to work on molten salt technologies, but we need a place to do that, and we need help in getting that done. And Seven County said, yeah, that's a great idea. And Commissioner Sittrid said, well, if all of you just think it's a great idea, we're going to do it. And we did. We stepped up to the plate, and we started working on bringing that to a research center here in Emery County, which is an energy-based county. And we want something to go on here that will help replace the energy-based technologies that we have now.
And as you were saying, there are a lot of moving parts for this. In just this year, the legislative session, and during that session, you got money for that. You said there's been CIB grants, and you've gotten money on that. But when you first bought the building, you didn't know quite what you were going to do with it, and it needed infrastructure. Now, is that infrastructure in place now and ready to roll?
It is. We have brought in 2 megawatts worth of power to the facility, with the ability to go to 3 megawatts. We have a high-pressure gas line into our facility. We have a 8-inch culinary water line. We have a brand-new sewer line that connects to the Orangeville City sewer system that we just completed a week ago. All the basic facilities needs are in place. All the infrastructure is there at this time.
And so you're ready to roll as far as that goes. And you said you've already taken an order from a very prestigious technology school. And let's talk about that for a moment.
Okay, we have an AlphaTech company that's coming to perfect molten salt. And like I said before, that was brought to us by Matt Mehmet, Dr. Matt Mehmet from BYU. And in their process, we've built out the labs. We've got the labs are all ready to go, everything. We're still waiting on some equipment, but they have an order from MIT to purchase the first ton of molten salt that they produce. And it's at a very high value. It's around $6 million mark for that first ton. And MIT has stated that this is the molten salt that they want to use in their testing and in their development process. And we're hoping to be able to produce the molten salt that the rest of the world will use also. And so that in itself is a huge plus to come to this facility.
Well, yes, especially to have orders in place before you've even started producing, and people out there that know that this is the direction that they want to go in. And you said that a lot of the research that will be done there, we were talking about that, some of it anyway, will be around nuclear energy. Is that correct?
That is correct. And also we are researching combustion technologies, which is also from a doctor from BYU, a Dr. Andrew Fry, that we have tested in a furnace. We have a furnace up there in our facility that we purchased from the University of Utah. There's only two in the world. There's one in South Africa, and there's one here in Emory County. And we've done testing for Drax Company in England, and they sent us, England has stopped letting them burn coal, so they've sent torrefied wood, they've sent sugar cane, they've sent peat moss, they've sent stuff like that for us to grind up and burn in this furnace. There's a kind of a replica of a small boiler like Hunter Unit 3 power plant, but it's just a single burning, but it's a small replica, so they can test everything that goes through there. We've got those contracts that have already been in place, and we have done those testings already.
At the end of the day, I guess the question would be, what do you see becoming of the San Rafael Energy Research Center? What would Emory County like to see that become?
I think Emory County would love to see this become an energy research center, which we research the products that people are trying to prove that it works, and then we have property to our north of our facility of another 100 acres that we're putting in an industrial park so that businesses can come in and develop it. They can test it at the research center, then they can develop it there in the industrial park and sell it. That is our goal, and we have things in place for a lot of that to start.
And you kind of have told me, too, that it's just amazing how fast the rest of the United States and the world has found out about what's going on in Emory County where this is concerned, isn't it?
It is. Just like Drax from England. And that's just one example. We have on the nuclear side, we have a company called Zeno that has come here, and they've seen our facility, and they were so excited that they gave us seed money for this grant that we put in for Build Back Better. They gave us $2.5 million to leverage the grant monies to where we can build hot cells and stuff like that for some nuclear study. And that's private industry. And they've already said they'll bring their businesses. They'll bring them here. They'll build out and they'll bring here.
So it sounds to me like there are businesses that are lining up to come to Emory County once this is up and running. Any ETA on when the final equipment will be in place?
Well, we were in hopes that we'd get the last of our equipment here at the end of March. It didn't happen, and we're following up on them, and they're saying the 1st of May. But we're pushing, and we're hoping to get that stuff here, because that's the only thing that we're waiting on. We're waiting on two pieces of equipment to start everything. All the buildings, it's built out, all the labs are built, everything is ready to go. We're just waiting for a couple pieces of equipment to show up. It's being held out on COVID issues.
Everything is ready to go, and the world is ready to come to Emory County, it sounds like. Commissioner Conover, thank you so much for taking the time out to talk to us today. We really appreciate it, and I look forward to talking to you again in the future.
Thank you very much, and I appreciate all that you do for us.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.